When you say the name Scheherazade, many of us immediately think of the music and the mystique of the Rimsky-Korsakov composition. But this is different. And here to tell us how are Rachel Gomez and Omar Freitek. They are two students with the UTEP Department of Theater and Dance here to introduce the Arabian Nights. Welcome to both of you.
Hello. Thank you.
Tell me about this production.
It's a story about a king named Shahryar, and he endures a great loss. And throughout his pain, he gets a wife, which happens to be Scheherazade, and she tells him a series of stories to take him through a journey of comfort on how to, come back to the man he used to be. And it's...
A lot of people are scared of this king because, well, he found his wife in the arms of another man, so he marries a new woman every night and kills her. And basically, my father works for the king, and he's like, well, I don't have any more women tonight. And he's like, well, you have daughters that are old enough that I can marry. So basically, it's my time to be married to the king. And
I take it then you play Scheherazade.
Yes.
And
she's just an extraordinary woman. I mean, she's just so smart and witty, and she just has the biggest heart. And, I mean, she wants to save herself and her sister, who's going to be next if I die. But
It sounds like you really fell in love with this part, this role.
Yeah, she's one woman that I think everyone can learn from.
Give me an example. When did you start getting into this role or reading it or speaking it and suddenly have a moment of, wow?
I think during rehearsals, I mean, I knew what an extraordinary woman she was, but my director, Rebecca Rivas, she's just amazing. You know, just the conversations we would have about her and just discovering what an amazing person she is. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's just so patient and forgiving and loving.
But she's spending this one, her time with the king.
With the king, yes.
Basically tap dancing her way
out of being killed,
yes,
basically.
Yeah, a little pressure there.
Yeah, and I think it's about her trying to live, but I think she knows in her heart that she can save this man and bring him back to what he used to be.
And what role are you playing, Omar?
I'm playing the lovely role of the actual king trying to do that.
So you're the wicked guy at the top.
Yes.
He is.
He's misunderstood.
Aww.
I guess.
Misunderstood. Yeah, so they just kill him.
Yeah.
Alrighty then. How did you experience Scheherazade as the king and actually experiencing this kind of a woman?
If you were to go see it, be like, oh, this man, he's taking out his aggression out on people. But I've learned it's actually deeper. I think he has such a love for who he is and what kind of kingdom that he has and the perfect world he thought he had. So, you know, when he found that his wife cheated on him, it just took him to a dark place. And it's him basically trying to struggle to come back to himself. And sadly, he does go through woman after woman as a way of trying to cope. But until he meets Scheherazade, I think she definitely brings him back from that abyss of darkness that he's in. And it's the light at the end of the tunnel that he's always wanted.
Do you think Scheherazade, in today's world, the way she behaves with this king, is she taking care of herself? Is she a healthy, intact, empowered woman?
I think she is, yes. I think she knows who she is. She's secure. And I think that's why she does this, because she's that confident in knowing what her abilities are and what she can and cannot do. I think that women now need to be more bold in that sense, like be secure with who we are.
So she's not just enabling and kissing up to the king save herself. She actually wants him to have a shift in consciousness.
Oh, yeah. And I think the stories that she tells him are very moral, that things that he doesn't have, I think she tries to put that in the story so that he can learn, like, no, you need to be like this.
Are you using Scheherazade techniques? Do you think you will actually apply those in your life?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying now, you know. And you realize as a person, I am none of these things. I'm not as patient. I don't know if mm-hmm. I could have the guts to risk everything and do this. But she's just... Oh,
this sounds like a wonderful behavioral primer. Who knew? The Arabian Nights, written by Mary Zimmerman and directed by Rebecca Rivas, will open at the Wise Family Theater. That's on the second floor of the Fox Fine Arts Center here at UTEP. And that's next Friday. The performances will be Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. And then the following week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sunday, March 23rd and 30th at 2:30 p.m. There are a variety of BOGO deals, buy one, get one free, for UTEP alum, faculty and staff, military and city employees. You can call 747-5118 to figure out when your best discount evening might be. And in the meantime, I want to thank my guests, Rachel Gomez and Omar Freitek, who are students with the UTEP Department of Theater and Dance, playing the dysfunctional king of the Arabian Nights, and Scheherazade. Don't miss it. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.